Good morning. Another beautiful day over here.
Well, I was going to say, the sun has to be up and shining in Ellettsville here.
Can you pass it over here for a minute, please, Marty?
Well, you know, I hate to be the one who's not telling the truth here. So I will have to say it's...
Yeah, you have enough people
hot
doing
that. I've seen prettier
mornings. Yeah, I think we all have.
The good news.
And I am ready for spring. Bring on the robins.
Bring them all on. You know why they're chirping right now? So they don't freeze to death. That's why the birds are chirping right now. But as we get things started here on a Wednesday morning, we always talk about local politics and local government and things of the such. And Margaret mentioned last half hour about a meeting that's going on. I'm going to let you guys handle that one. I'm going to listen and try to learn.
Okay. Yesterday, when going through the newspaper, I always look to see what the scheduled meetings are for the week, and I saw that the Monroe County Commissioners were holding a special meeting on Thursday. So I thought, aha, I have not heard about this special Thursday meeting, so I'll call the County Commissioners to see, okay, what is this?
I sent Dave on the same merry thing.
So at any rate, the folks there were not aware, did not know. So I called the legal department, and the person who handles the planning and zoning issues was not out. So then I called the planning department, and they said they had not been notified of any meeting on Thursday. Now, and here's the situation. One would think if there really was a meeting planned that the planning department would be aware of it so their staff could be there.
You would think so.
I'm wondering if this is some kind of really big snafu or who dropped the ball. But then when I see the things that were sent to the newspaper that said do not publish, I thought, well, what's that about? So then I continued to check throughout the day and to make certain what was going on. And the last I heard, Ben, was right, they had just found out that, no, it was going to be canceled, and it would then be held on the 13th. On a Friday morning at 9:00, and I know there's a lot you'd like to say about that, Margaret.
Yeah, I mean,
but
we
have
just...
to also look at the time frame here. I'm not particularly happy about being at 9:00 a.m. Not many people will be able to go; they'll be at work.
That's right.
But since I don't have children in school anymore, I'm not sure that I know when spring break is. Is that the beginning of spring break when many people are going to be...
Yeah, you can argue they take that 10 days, right, where you leave on that Friday morning to take that first weekend,
right,
then take the whole week.
Or at least at that day they're trying to get all their work caught up at the office so they can get out.
Marty, what's the legality about this stuff? Does there need to be an agenda published with it, or does there just need to be a meeting posted? I just want to make sure that is clear for everybody as we get rolling.
Right, and since I'm not an attorney, I don't want to say what's legal.
Good, fair point.
Tell you that what was sent to the paper had the language on it that then would give you the number so that we would know that it had to do with this zoning ordinance. Now, what we really have to look at legally is how many days does the county commissioners have to either put this in place or have it go away or amend it. Now, they have 90 days to do something with it. If they do nothing with it within 90 days, it is officially rejected.
Well, and then it has to restart in a different form?
Right.
Okay,
right.
Gotcha.
So now, the question will be, is it 90 days from the date that it was voted on, which was December 16th or of 2014, or is it 90 days from January 12th which of 2015, which is the official date that the planning director turned it over to the county commissioners? Because if you remember, at that last minute, there were all these flurries back and forth of amendments and votes and so forth. And so the staff had to go over everything that had been changed to make sure everything was correct before they could turn it over to county commissioners, which they did this on January 12th. So I would say the public needs to be continuing to look at 90 days from January 12th on the off chance they'll use that date rather than 90 days from December 16th.
Oh,
now, remember,
my.
The county commissioners can either accept it just as it was sent to
right,
them.
Right, or else they can send it back.
Or they can send it back. And remember, if they accept it just as it was sent, it's over, it's written, that's the way it is. Until you get new people in place and start all over again.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, remember, ordinances can be changed. But so it's
and
not
it doesn't does
forever.
It have to be a unanimous vote on the commissioner's
no,
part?
No, but wouldn't it be nice if they felt like it would have to be? No, it does not.
I didn't think so.
And so it appears to me that there was a feeling they would not have 2 out of 3 votes if Pat Silvers wasn't there. Now that's
wow.
I mean, let's count noses here.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying, Marty.
So will they actually go ahead and vote on it on the 13th, or will they then vote on it like within that next 3-day time period?
But didn't they claim at one of the meetings that they were going to have a public hearing before they voted?
Well, you know, they may very well say they're going to call this their public meeting and then vote at the end of that meeting. So it does not necessarily mean that anybody could assume there will be any other meeting other than the one on the 13th. I'm not telling you I like this. I'm just telling you this is what.
Okay, I just was trying to dig back in my memory because now we're getting into like several months ago. And, you know, when the last meeting was held, I was trying to figure out how I remembered that what was going to be said about the way they were going to conduct this. But obviously, if they don't even want to make it, you know, if they don't even want to publish anything about the meeting other than the fact that it's going to occur, I mean, the document that you have that says this, Marty, what was on that? I mean, is the only thing it says is that they're going to have a meeting and then not
no,
to publish
it?
I don't understand.
The newspaper, and I don't have that in front of me now, but what they turned into the newspaper was very clear that, I'm going to see if I can open it. It said, do not publish, but it also had, it said, I'll read it to you. It is to take notice of county commissioners holding public meeting March 5th, 5:30, third floor, Nat Hill, so on, to take official action. Not just to hear.
Not to hear.
Take official action on ordinance 2015-05.
And for the slow people like me, what does take official action mean? Does that mean
a vote?
Take official action unless they count. Just they're going to listen to people.
Well, that's what I don't know.
Official action seems to me they could have voted on it.
Could
Sounds
have,
like
but
it.
Not required.
They could have.
Not
it says required. That they're going to take official action on it. On
what I'm trying to do is explain this process to maybe those people who aren't involved with it, who understand how all the moving parts work. So we've got to, again, help educate folks to why this is important and why these terms mean what they mean. And, again, if you slide a press release out like you're telling us about right now, there is, quote-unquote, code in there that you have to read between some of these lines.
Oh, that's for sure.
Right, and remember...
And I'm trying to help with that.
It's not really as... The way I feel about it is if you really want people to be there, you can arrange to have a major story on it, have the press involved, to get some interest going so that people will know to show up. Because believe me, if you want somebody at a meeting, you're going to try to drum up support for it. And this was like, notice only, do not publish.
What does do not publish mean? I don't understand that. If it's sent to the media, what do you mean do not publish? Does that mean, hey, we told you, but don't tell your constituents, listeners, people that buy
that
your
would
product?
It would be interesting to note, and it might very well be, that it has to do with you have to pay for an official publication. So maybe this was just as a notice to the papers, hey, we're going to do this, but we don't want to pay to publish it. I don't know. That is a good question, and I don't have that answer.
And actually, but it's an answer that this is the ongoing thing that when I was talking about this before the 8 o'clock hour, is the lack of transparency here. The lack of getting out information to the public that I have a really huge problem with. I mean, this has got to stop, Marty.
At their little staff meeting time that they have on Tuesdays, they call it a staff meeting. We all know it's a public meeting. There was something on that schedule for last Tuesday that made me think maybe this was going to be discussed. But when I asked those that were representing the council, when they went to that meeting, because we cannot all go, because then it would be a quorum of the county council. So I asked, and they said that our council attorney said that wasn't even fully discussed at their work session on that Tuesday.
Marty, do you think they were being disingenuous?
Well, I understand that Pat Silvers was not at that meeting either, if I'm recalling correctly. So maybe there was a thought that they had to wait to get Pat's schedule. All I know is that this notice of special commissioners meeting, this document that I'm looking at, says it was posted the 25th day of February at 2:32 p.m. by Judith Benkart.
Interesting.
So, that's what I'm looking at. And
our guest this morning is County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. She checks in with us every Wednesday morning to keep our eyes on county government.
Okay, let's talk about something else.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying this isn't important. I think we've just hit a point where we get it, and now we've got to figure out what the next step in the process is. And, again, the concerns that have been aired are very valid. I'm not sure who has those answers or who has to even give those answers. That's the tough part where we're at right now. And the people listening to this program have to start knocking on more doors and making more phone calls if they want to have their voices heard.
Right. And then I'll tell you the emails, mass emails were going out to a lot of different, like to neighborhood groups, and to the people that belong to the Chamber of Commerce and the Board of Realtors and so forth. So a lot of email has gone out saying show up for this meeting on Thursday evening. And for any of those folks who are listening now, the meeting will not be held this Thursday evening. It now will be held on March 13th at 9 a.m. So I just want to make sure that people know that so they won't be showing up at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Okay, now moving on to something else. Is $1 million important to you folks? I think so. It's usually important.
If I had it, it would be very important to me, Marty.
We have debated at the county level for how long, months and months, whether or not to pay a 10-year service contract and do a prepayment of it, and we would get a break on the price.
Okay.
For maintenance of the software package for Central Dispatch. Now, you know what? Central Dispatch had a tough rollout period.
It is, and that kind of went quiet.
It's working somewhat better, and people seem to be a little more.
We got through the change together. Nobody likes change. We got all through the change.
Well, it may just be that part of the training and so forth was not thoroughly done so that everybody was ready for the change, but for whatever reason, now let's talk about the county has been looking at, do we pay in advance a 10-year prepayment and pay it in one lump sum so that we can get a break on the service contract? And the whole time they were talking about that, I just kept thinking, I didn't think we could do that. But we've got all these attorneys working on it, and surely they checked. We've got the city working on it, the county working on it. We've got people there that represent Central Dispatch Board. So I hated to be the one to say, are you sure we can do this? But finally, after the meeting the other day, and it had bothered me so much, I kept thinking, I just want to check to make sure we can do this. I called the State Board of Accounts, and immediately they said, well, of course you cannot do that. And what you can do is you can agree to a long-term contract, but you can't pay for 10 years of service in advance, just like you can't make a payroll in advance. You have to have received the service. You can pay for it in the year you're
getting. What if that company goes out of business?
Well, exactly.
There's all those kind of things that I was thinking about. 10 years is insane.
Well, even 5 years, you're not allowed to do it. Now, when I got on the State Board of Accounts, and I said, look, I need to have it in writing because he's going to listen to me. I've had everybody else looking at it, nobody else questioning it. So when it came back, so they sent it to me in writing, and I shared that with our county legal. And so I'm sure they're talking with the city about it, and I have not heard yet back exactly what the answer is. But even if the county council had determined that didn't really want to do the 10-year, we need to know what the answer is so that we won't be spinning our wheels on any other such things for months and months and months for something.
Plan B.
That nobody had even checked to see if we could do.
Right.
Crazy.
So, unless they come back and say, oh, no, but there's a special rule that just for central dispatch or something.
Okay. So there is that layer.
Well, I always hate to say anything's written in stone forever.
Sure, there's not. Right.
There might be something else coming down the line. Then the other thing I wanted to discuss with you just a bit, because I having to do with the city, putting those TIF things together, you may say, well, what's it to you, Marty? That's in the city. But
right.
Remember, all of those assessed values.
How does that affect schools, libraries? That's all of us, right?
Well, they're capturing the money there, and so that money there, and that assessed value, remember, it all comes back to the assessed value. All of that growth of the assessed value stays there, and all of that revenue that is generated by that goes into that area. And so then you don't have that assessed value that gets spread out to even the people over in Steinville to help keep the tax rates low. So I'm not saying they shouldn't do this, but something that the schools should certainly be looking at is there's legislation moving now through the state that says that if the school corporation can contact and ask for revenue out of these TIP funds to help pay for their transportation costs. And I believe that is something that's new for this year, and that's because when the school boards put in place their budgets and their tax rates and levies for transportation, if there's not enough money to cover the other things they're required to pay for, then it's taken out of that transportation fund and it's getting spent down too far. One of the things that gets taken out of there, if there's not enough money elsewhere, I believe is in their retirement programs or something of the sort. Now, I'm going by memory from what I listened to the debate on the floor of the, I believe it was on the Senate, but we certainly should be, school boards should be looking at this and making sure they're prepared to go ask for assistance with that transportation fund before the TIF funds are committed elsewhere, and that couldn't happen. Now, there's no requirement. The TIF, Economic Development Commissions, do not have to give it over, but they certainly can. So the school board should at least decide whether or not they want to ask for it.
Interesting.
And
that meeting is tonight, Marty, isn't it?
Well, and I heard it being presented to the city council that the school board hadn't asked for it, and a member of the city council said, well, you know, that wouldn't be ours anyway, and maybe they don't understand. The school tax rate is for Monroe County schools is for in-town Bloomington, out-of-town Bloomington, for everything except for Richland and Bean Blossom townships.
Right.
And then that's that if we wanted to ask for assistance with our transportation fund, then we would go to that West Side TIF. So I'm just saying we need to take a look at that as well. Oh, dear, we're out of time.
You sound like me.
I had so much I wanted to talk with you about.
I know.
Always do, Marty. There's not enough time.
Keep your list, and we will get to it next Wednesday, just after 8:05.
Thank you.